I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, July 31st. 6 years after the murder of a Weymouth police sergeant and an innocent bystander, their killer will be sentenced today. Earlier this year, Emmanuel Lopes was found guilty of murdering Sergeant Michael Chesna and Weymouth resident Vera Adams. Sentencing was originally supposed to happen in March, but the defense asked for more time to bring in experts after the Supreme Court ruled anyone under 21 cannot be sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. Lopes was 20 years old when the crimes were committed in July of 2018. The prosecution is pushing for consecutive sentences, meaning Lopes would be eligible for parole at 75 years old. Lopes was convicted after a second trial. The same judge who presided over the Karen Reed trial declared the first a mistrial. The newly formed citizens group, A Just Quincy, is now launching an email campaign to city councilors requesting that they repeal the recent salary increases for the mayor and city councilors and schedule a public meeting about the raises. The group has sent out a form letter to its members asking councilors to repeal the raises when they reconvene after summer break on September 9th. The letter also says the 79% pay increase for the mayor and 50% raise for councilors is outrageous and that there was no public input into the issue. The group says they're very concerned about the lack of transparency in the decision-making process for items that affect Quincy taxpayers. A homeless man has been charged with breaking into a Quincy business early yesterday. Police say 42-year-old Michael Reardon, who lives in a homeless shelter in Boston, broke into the Enterprise Rental Car Agency on Adams Street just before 2 a.m. yesterday. Officers responded to the alarm and found Reardon sitting in a car in the parking lot. Police observed video that showed Reardon break into the business through a window, then break into several cars. He faces charges of breaking and entering and larceny in Quincy District Court. A man wanted in a Brockton murder case was arrested Monday at Logan Airport, where he was allegedly attempting to board a plane to Portugal. 20-year-old Marcus Miranda was arraigned yesterday in Brockton District Court on the charges of murder. Brockton police responded on July 24th, just before midnight, to reports of a shooting on Vesey Street. Inside a home there, officers found a man later identified as 22-year-old Romaldi Pierre Charles, who had been shot 11 times. According to the DA, surveillance video showed three people wearing black clothing approach the Vesey Street home. During the shooting, one of the suspects was wounded in the leg. That man was later identified as 23-year-old Giovanni Carapina. Prosecutors say Miranda and another unidentified man helped Carapina into a car and drove him to Boston Medical Center after the shooting. Miranda pleaded not guilty to the charges against him yesterday and was ordered held without bail. Carapina remains at Boston Medical Center for treatment and is expected to be arraigned on the same charges as Miranda at a later date. The investigation into the shooting is still ongoing as authorities continue to search for the third suspect. Stop and Shop temporarily closed its delis again yesterday following last week's recall of Boar's Head meat products for possible listeria contamination. The grocery store chain conducted a deep cleaning of its delis after Boar's Head expanded its recall to include all products made in its Jarrett, Virginia facility. All affected products were thrown away, and any open deli meats and cheeses that could have come into contact with the products were also discarded. Tuesday's closure was the second Stop and Shop deli shutdown in 5 days, as the chain's delis were also closed last Friday when the Boar's Head recall was initially announced. Big Y also closed its delis on Friday. Boar's Head first recalled 200,000 pounds of liverwurst products and deli meat products that were produced on the same factory line because they could be contaminated with listeria. Other recalled products now include ham, bologna, cheese, beef salami, and pork and beef frankfurters. More than 7 million pounds of meat have been recalled. Stop and Shop's Boston area delis reopened for business as of 2 o'clock yesterday. Eating food contaminated with listeria can cause listeriosis, a serious infection that primarily affects pregnant people, those 65 and older, or those with weakened immune systems. Massachusetts Department of Transportation announcing that it's released a request for proposals to procure a transportation planning and engineering consultant team to develop and evaluate options for new potential regional ferry service to and from communities along the coast. The 18-month study will complete the planning and design for an expanded and fully ADA-accessible ferry service, as well as include an engineering assessment of infrastructure and vessels necessary for the operation of a ferry pilot program across specific communities in Massachusetts, as described in the 2022 Massachusetts Transportation Bond Bill. The bill mandated that Gloucester, Salem, Lynn, Winthrop, Quincy, and three neighborhoods of Boston be part of the study. Study involves MBTA officials and other entities that will be a comprehensive effort to examine past and existing water transportation services against current and future needs for service. The T operates year-round ferry routes between Charlestown, the Boston waterfront, Hingham, Hull, and Logan Airport, and seasonal service is also available on MBTA routes to and from East Boston, the Boston waterfront, Lynn, Quincy, and Winthrop. In addition to planning, design, and engineering, the water transportation study will include robust community engagement with current and potential ferry riders in and near coastal communities. The RFP for the study was issued this past Monday. Interviews will be scheduled with interested parties in the fall. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 203 points yesterday. The NASDAQ fell 222. The S&P is off 27. Asian stocks were higher. The euro rose. Oil at $76 a barrel. Sports. Mariners beat the Red Sox. Fenway last night 10-6. Wrap up that series at 4:10 this afternoon. Maybe some rain delays, too. The forecast from the National Weather Service today, scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm, warm and humid, highs in the low 80s, lingering showers this evening, very muggy at a low of 71. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid at a high 91. On Friday, sunny, hot and humid, high of 92, and isolated thunderstorms. Over the weekend, still hot and humid with highs near 90. The boater waves 1 to 2 feet, a wind out of the south, 10 gusting to 20 knots, high tide 8:46 a.m. Sunrise 5:36, sets at 8:03. Traffic note, the Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 9 o'clock this morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, July 31st.